Rosh Chodesh talk is different. That mitoich shekelo l'shachris v'yarvis, kelo nami b'musofim. Since the kelo shachris v'yarvis is kelo nami b'musofim. Nervous, that means on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when we daven shachris and mariv, we don't say any special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. All we do is we just say yalav yavoy. But there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So since there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Shachris V'Yarvis, who are them when you have to mention it in Musaf, it does need a special bracha by itself. As Mishleim is Shabbos, has a special bracha by itself on Shachris and Arvis. Since it's a special bracha, Semel who adin by Musaf, you have to mention a special bracha according to Beis Shammai. But Rosh Chodesh, that does not have its own bracha. Rosh Chodesh, you just say Yalav Yavoy, but you don't say its own bracha, so when it comes to Musaf, you do not have to have a special bracha for it. So therefore, Beis Shammai is also Moedim, that even if you're old, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it never needs its own bracha, Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi, Amar Rav Zeira, L'yoylam Tzarech L'haskal, I tell you, do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But still, you do not need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. V'lav mishum dizikar on the Rosh Hashanah oiloloi. Not the pshat is that Rosh Hashanah's bracha helps for Rosh Chodesh. The mashma dechiv on the Rosh Hashanah hu hainu Rosh Chodesh. To tell me, once you say Rosh Hashanah, that's the hainu hach like the other svarim, that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. I'll tell you no. Do you have inami Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Even if it be a regular Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, v'lav Rosh Hashanah loy boy le bracha b'fnei atzmoi. Rosh Chodesh never needs his own bracha. Elo chayse we end off mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael for Rosh Chodeshim. That's all you have to end off. But you never make a special bracha by itself for Rosh Chodesh. V'hilkach Rosh Hashanah nami and Rosh Hashanah chayse mekadesh Yisrael v'yom atzikaron for Rosh Chodeshim. That when it comes out on Rosh Hashanah, Yitaka do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it's in one bracha, Yom HaTikaron and Rosh Chodeshim. Even though when it comes out on Shabbos, you need a special bracha for Shabbos and for Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Chodesh, Moedah. But in Rosh Chodesh, he's Moedah, you don't have to have a special bracha. Why? Since by Shachris and Mariv, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, so you have a mikle b'chol, and le bracha shachas v'yarvis, and loyim yalav yovei b'avoida. When Rosh Chodesh comes down the middle of the weekday, the only thing we say special on Shachar is only yalav yovei. You don't have a special bracha. V'hilkach ki mikle b'shabbos. Even when Rosh Chodesh comes down on Shabbos, afil loman the yom lekamon to b'shabbos lematchirinon. The Rosh Chodesh Bavoido, El Babrucha Sayyim, of a Michlu the Kalin of Lab of Nayatzmoy. Everybody's masking that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you don't have to have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Pshita, you just are Kelul in the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you also say Rosh Chodeshim. But you don't have to make a special bracha. So therefore, since Rosh Chodesh does not have its own bracha by Shachris, therefore on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, even though you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have its own bracha according to Beis Shammai. It's enough to be Kailo Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah together. So that's why the Shammai's Moida, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you only need 10 brachas and not 11 brachas. So the Gemara, Umi Yisleh LeBeis Shammai Kailo, does Beis Shammai Bechal Hofen the Sfarah Kailo, but Tanya we learned, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, Beshama Yungrim Mispalal Shmoina. Beshama says you have to make 8 brachas. Or Besil Lemrim Mispalal Sheva. And Besil says no, you only make 7 brachas. But our koponim, you see according to Beshamai, that when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven 8 brachas. What do you mean 8 brachas? You have to have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So here you see, according to Beis Shammai, whenever you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, it can eat its own special bracha. So I was like Kasha on the Man Yom before. The Chura from Beis Shammai, we have a Kolorai, he holds that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Because if you would have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, then why does he say there's only 10 brachas, there should be 11 brachas? Like, once you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, according to Beis Shammai, even Rosh Chodesh has its own bracha. So, Bzei Shver, why do you say only 10 brachas and Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, a special one for Shabbos? Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Elamai, it's a kloraya that according to Beis Shammai, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So, be a raya on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all. That's why you don't need a special bracha. So, Drashi, Does Beshamai hold that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos in Musaf, you only mention one bracha? He says, "Klo no, mispalu shemayna." You have to say Shor Rosh Chodesh v'shel Shabbos. Over Musafim comes talking about Tefillas on Musaf that you have to mention a special bracha according to Beshamai for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So there's a Rashi kasha according to Beshamai. It's a klo kasha on the other man the yomer. Ushmaamina we have a klo raya. Kivon the Beshash Shabbos is called boy Beshamai bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah loy boi the time mishum the zikaron the Rosh Hashanah oil loy. The pshat is because on Rosh Hashanah you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Ushmaamina afilu michlola. You're not even kailul. You don't even have to mention in the same bracha yom Rosh Chodesh azir. V'yad kure lamiloy binyan. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So according to Beisham, now Korporim, you have this raya. Right. So the more of a kailul atzmoi tanoihi. Right. So the more of a kailul atzmoi tanoihi. And kailul itself is a machlokes tanoim. If you have to mention Rosh Chodesh together or not, the svar of kailul. Trashu kailul atzmoi the shachris v'yarves b'Rosh Chodesh shachal lius b'Shabbos. As a regular Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbos, on shachris do you have to mention both or not? Do we mention in the bracha or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh or not? So the more that's a tanoim, machlokes tanoim. The tanya. Shabbos shachal lius b'Rosh Chodesh. If you have a Shabbos that came out on Rosh Chodesh, oy b'cholus shemoyed. Or else Rosh Chodesh came out on Cholos Shemoyed, Shabbos came out on Chol HaMoed, hey, Shabbos came out either on Rosh Chodesh, or else Shabbos came out on Chol HaMoed, is Alocha Arvis Shachros Mincha, Mispalo Kerdarkoi, Sheva. It's Shabbos, you have to say only the seven brachas of Shabbos. That's all. V'yoyme me'ein ha'moiru ba'avoida. That's all. And in Avoida, nor do you say Yal V'yovoi, that's all, nothing more. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the bracha of Shachros. You just say Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You only say Yalav Yovei. So Rashi Tanoihi, Diyika Tana Dafilu Kedol Leslei. Eloi Me Yalav Yovei Bavoyde Kebachel. That's all. Aba Vebirchas Hayoyim Ein Aniska Klal Afilu Kedoloi. On Shabbos, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. You just say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Rosh Chodesh is only in Yalav Yovei. It's not like we do Lemaisa. Rabbi Lezer Oimer. He says not in Yalav Yovei. You say in Hoido, but in Moedim. Not by Ritzei, but you say Yalav Yovei in Hoido in Moedim. V'yim lo yom. If you didn't say Yalav Yovei in Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, is Alocha Machziru Noisei. You have to daven over again. If you said Shachris without saying Yalav Yovei, you have to daven over again Shachris. Over Musafim. What about Musaf? Again, we're talking about a Shabbos that came out either on Rosh Chodesh or came out on Chol HaMoed. When it comes to Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos. You start talking about Shabbos, say what Rashi says, V'titen lono es yom ha-menucha zeh. That's all. You just talk about Shabbos. O Messiah b'shal Shabbos. And at the end you just say also, Messiah Rashi means, Mekadesh ha-Shabbos, v'suloi. And the bracha all you say is Mekadesh ha-Shabbos. V'yoyim ha-kedushas ha-yoyim b'yemtza. In the middle of the bracha, then you do say, or Rosh Chodesh ha-zeh, or Chag HaSukkos ha-zeh, you do mention it. In the middle of the bracha, you do have to mention it. You don't say Yalav Yovei, but you mention it in the middle of the bracha. Avol Shachris v'Yarvis ain't a nichla afilu b'yemtza. Mashenkei b'Shachris, you don't mention at all in the middle of any brachas. You just say Yalav Yovei. V'hai tano lesle kerel Shachris v'Yarvis. This tano holds there's no din kerel at all. Shachris v'Yarvis, you do not mention in the bracha at all about Rosh Chodesh or Yom or Chol HaMoed. You just say Shabbos. That's all. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Noish, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, Oimrim, they say like this, Kol Mokom Shezokut L'Sheva. Anytime you have to say seven brachas, that means you have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you daven either on Shabbos or a Yom Tov davening, is Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, you start off with Shabbos, or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, V'Yoy Mekdusha Sayyoyim B'Yemtza. And you say the Kdusha Sayyoyim B'Yemtza. Hey, so the Kura Kol Mokom means even Shachris. Even Shachris and Maariv, also you talk about Rosh Chodesh or Sukkis in the middle. But by the end of the bracha, you don't say it all. So Rashi, Komokam Shazokot L'Sheva, means Afilu Ashachris V'Yarvis. It's Kedusha Soyom Shor Rosh Chodesh. Im Shor Shabbos, Goyin Es Yom Hamnuch Hazeh, V'Yes Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. V'Yim Moedhu, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, V'Yes Yom Chag Tlani Hazeh. That's all we say according to these two mandiyomim. So the kids, according to both of these mandiyomim, when you end off the bracha, you never mention Rosh Chodesh. All you end off is just saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, according to both of them, even by Musaf. Hey, there's only Machlokes and Shachris
do you also mention in the middle of the bracha Rosh Chodesh and Chag HaSukkos, or you don't even mention that in the middle of the bracha? But both man yom hold here the end bracha Zay by Musaf Zay by Shachris is only Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Rashi says, you should know, the psak is that of a mesechta deitza kabinon hilchos adaloiki ani tanoi. We pass can not like these two man the yomim. Or the Messiah may be Shal Shabbos Lechudei. They both say you only end off Shal Shabbos to Musafim. Elo, what do we do? Ask Kedusha Sayoim Boyelat Kuru Bechassima. We do mention Rosh Chodesh when we end off the Bracha. And we say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Yazmanim. Of Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Rosh Chodoshim. Hey, that's because the Gemara in Beitza, that's the way we paskin. Hey, not like the two man yomim here in Ervin. Avo b'may dekoma, shachwes v'yarvis nospalo kadarkoi, v'yoyimim yein ha-moro b'avoido, hilchos ha-kavose. That yes. That in Shachris we don't end off Mekadesh HaShabbos b'rosh ha-chodesh, we just end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. And we only say yal v'yobi, that's all. That we do paskin. Now, v'gabe kredo de shachwes v'yarvis kabinan, ein hilchos ha-kois ha-zug. The army komokum shizokal lisheva kailo perik shin the beitza. That we do not paskin kailo by shachris and arvis. Hey, shachris for arvis, when Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you just end off the bracha mekadesh haShabbos. The only thing special you say in shachris is only yalav v'yovei, not mu'a. Mashtrenki, when it comes to musaf, that we paskin not like the two man yom here, but by musaf we do hold the end off the bracha mekadesh haShabbos v'yisroel v'yazmanim. That we do say. But I call Potter Freti Gemara, by yours. The more my heavy law, what's the maskon on the gate tower Shiloh? So Rashi learns Ma'ala Haskir Shel Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. The original Shiloh on every Rosh Hashanah, do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh or not? What's the maskon? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda Zikoron Echod Oyloloy Lekanu Lekan. No, all we just say is Yom HaZikoron Hazeh, and that includes Rosh Chodesh also. Just saying one Zikoron, that helps for both. That's why we hold that one Zikoron helps for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, V'yomar Rabba ki hevinim bei Rav Huna. When I was by Rav Huna, Iboilo, Mekleat the Shiloh, we asked the Shiloh, Ma'o loy mezman Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim. So we have to say Yeshechi Yonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Alch Mataras V'yoyim, of the Chag from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you have to say a Zman of a Shech Yonu. And just like on Sukkot and Pesach, we say a Shech Yonu. The Shaila, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? Kivun Divizman Lizman Osi Amrinim. About it comes in a time, comes once a year, comes in a special time. So Mela doesn't, it's not often, comes in a long time. Mela, after you say it, to say a Shech Yonu. I do ma Kivun Dla Yikri Regolim Loy Amrinim. Since it's not called a regal, it's a gimel regalim or only Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, not Rosh Hashanah. So maybe Hashech Yonah was totally in the regalim. It's not totally Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's a shaila. So you have to say Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Hashech Yonah or not on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara loyhevet biyodi. He didn't know what the answer was. He didn't know if you have to say zman or not. So the Gemara kiyosi bei Rav Yehuda. When they went to Rav Yehuda, Omar Ano, he said like this. And he Omar Ano Akro Charato Nami Aminizman. Even when I eat, first you learn when I eat a new peri, a new, here's a pumpkin. I eat a new pumpkin, a new akro, I make a bracha, make a Shech Yonu. So here you see, it's not totally a din in a regal. You have to have a tremendous simcha like regolum to come. It's not a din in a yomtiv. So then anything that comes in Zman Lizman, when it comes, you have to make a Shech Yonu. So just like I make a Shech Yonu on a new peri, the Kuravada, Rosh Hashanah, you have to make a Shech Yonu. So Rashi Akroch Harato, Kishani Roya, the last Chadosh, Mishon Lashona, Amino Zman. When I see the new Peri, I make the Brocha. So Rashi says, Yivai says, when you see it, you can make the Brocha. Who Adin, if you didn't make it, when you see it, who Adin, the first time you eat it, also you can make the Brocha Shech Yonu. So I call upon him Shiti, you should make a Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara like this, Omale Rishus, Loikomi Boili. Avad, if you want to, you could say a Shech Yonu. Just like on a peri, a new peri, it's only rishus. Mashmah, there's no chayiv to do it. There's no chayiv. It's rishus. If you want to, you have hano, the new peri, you make a shech yonu. But a chayiv is takenat. Now, kikomi boiler, what's my shayla? Chayva. Is there a chayiv to say a shech yonu on Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so when the gimel regolim, there's a chayiv. When you, with the beginning of the yomtev, we say it by kiddush, there's a chayiv to say a shech yonu. And if you didn't say it the first day, you have to say it, you say it throughout the whole yomtev. Anytime you remember, throughout the yomtev, you say a shech yonu. Because there it's a chayva to say it. So the shayla is, does Rosh Hashanah have this chayiv or no? Rosh Hashanah just the rishus. If you want to, yes. If not, no. That was the shayla. My what's the halacha? Omalei Rav Shmuel Yarmat. Yes, the chiyuv is only on the Gimur Regolim and not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the Mara Meisvei, the pasuk says, "Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina." Give a chelik for something has to do with seven, and also tate. What does that mean? Rebbe Lezer Roina, shiva elu zayin yimei breishis, and shmoina elu ches yimei mila. Goes on the 8 days of mila. Rashi, elu shiva yimei breishis, ha-shabbos nivcha mitoichoi. That Shabbos is something special about the shiva yimei breishis. And Shemani Yemei Mila, Hashmina Nivcha B'Toychad, 8th day is special for Mila. That's John this passage. Like Tein Chelim, he gives something special to Shabbos, and gives something special to the 8th day, that is the Mitzvah's Mila. We have Yeshua Reiner, Shiva Eilu, Shiva Yemei Pesach, goes on the 7 days of Pesach. Shemain Eilu, Shemain Yemei Achak, goes on 8 days of Sukkis. Ugeshu Reiner, Vegam, L'Rabboi Sa'at Seres, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. That even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also has this chiddush of Tein Chelik gives something special. So the more my love, what does it mean gives something special to? Lizman, that there's a chiyuv, I'll tell you, to say a Shechionu. So we're enough in the Pasuk, we dashed in that there's a chiyuv to say a Shechionu, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara loy lebracha. No, maybe there's no chiyuv to say a Shechionu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It means time, you have to make a bracha, that's all. So Trashi, lebracha means the Mavorchin Kol Yoyme Mekadesh Yisroel V'Yazmanin. You have to make a special bracha on these Yom Tovim. That's all. So Arbad and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also make a special bracha. Maybe that's all. So the Gemara Hachanami Mestarva, this is Mestarva also, that all the Pasuk means is just to say the bracha in davening and not to mean a Shechiyonu. This Agudatech Lizman, because if you're going to tell me what the Pasuk is talking about, Lizman, there's a Chiyiv to say a Shechiyonu, or the Zoy Zman Kol Shiva Miyiko. Is there a chiyuv to say a shechion of all 7 days of Pesach? The chiyuv to say it the first day, that's all. Once he said it, once he yotzer. So what do you mean 7 days of Zman? So the Marahol HaKash, this wouldn't be so shver. Dilei mevorach yidno, mevorach lemochor liyoyim uchra. It means if you didn't make the bracha the first day, Yomtiv, you should know you can still say the bracha the second day, the third day, the fourth day, up until the seventh day. And since there's a chiyuv to say a shechionu, and therefore be a rishus, usually the klal is that once you wait the Paris once, the second time you don't say a Shechiyonu anymore. Because that's only a Rishus. Mashenka, when it's a Chayiv, the Pshat is a Chayiv upon you. So you could be Mekayim, your Chayiv, all 7 days of Yom Tov. If you didn't say it the first day, you can still say it the last day also. So the Vayitzeh wouldn't be Shver. Maybe the Pasuk is going on a Chayiv to say, Zman to say Shechiyonu. Fredi Gemara, Kashviz, of Mikom Mokom, Bin and Kois. It is an Afkimino. If you heard, you have to say Shechiyonu, but there is a Chayiv, then the Chayiv is to say it on a Kois. You have to say Shechiyonu Metchila like by Kiddush, the way we say it, Allah Kais. There's such an Indian. So what's the Kasha? So Rashi learns the Kasha is Mikol Mokam Kais Binon Le'el Mahad Le'uk Mehochinam Mestarv. We're going back to say a Svaro why the Postik is not talking about Zman. It's not talking about Shechiyonu. Because if it's talking about Shechiyonu, you can only make a Shechiyonu on the Kais. And the Rashi is talking about Zman called Zion Miiko. Udukama Diloyam Midno Omolomocha or Yisgeva Teretz. If you don't say the first day Zman, say the second, third, or fourth day. L'yom machrinim. Abaha nami leis, it's still shver. Do a kois yayin boi loy mabrochalov. You have to say the shechiyonu on a kois sho yayin. O stome di yin shi yoy mekam islu kois, abu b'sha yoy melukuli yam aleslu. As I said, it's this. That after the first day of Yontif, not too many people have yayin anymore. So if you tell me the Pasuk is telling you that any one of the 7 days, if you didn't say the first day, you have to say the Shechiyonu the second day, how could the Torah give you a chiyuv to say the Shechiyonu then? It's a mitzvah. People don't have wine then. So what's the kasha? What the Torah? That they wouldn't tell you to say a Shechiyonu if people can't be mekayimid. If our people don't have wine, they wouldn't tell you to do it. Or else it's not mistavro. It must be modern. To say what? Well, the Havamina is the chayiv to do a dafka on wine. Without wine, you're not yoytze. We'll soon see. We don't hold like that. But the Havamina is the dafka have to be in wine. So Rashi learns in the Maises, people don't have wine. So it's not mistab, the Torah gets such a chayiv. And the Gemara, nein, I'll tell you, dikli le kois. Nein, that's not shver. We're talking about, yeah, you have to make shechiyonu throughout the rest of the 7 days. If you didn't say the first day, you need a kois. Einichnami, we're talking about people that have a kois. Or we'll have to find a kois. That wouldn't be so shver. Either the guy, person does have, or else he'll have to go and find one. Trashiola kashia. The Mikla lekois. Uliola mazman koi. Uli Rav Nachman let decide. There wouldn't be any riots for Rav Nachman. So the Mara. No, I skipped the line here. Mikol makam bin and kois. No, they did the kashia. Mikol makam bin before. Mikol makam bin and kois is a kashia. So the churro that since you need a kois, it should be shver. I people don't have wine. Said the Gemara, no. I'll tell Leimim Masana Rav Nachman. This should be a riot. Rav Nachman shita. The Yom Rav Nachman zman. Oim Rafilu Bashuk. Rav Nachman holds no. Is Shechiyano on Yomtiv. If you didn't say it the first night by Kiddush, the Chiv is to say it any day of Yomtiv. And the second you remind yourself you didn't say Shechiyano, you're allowed to say it even in the middle of the street. Now, according to Rav Nachman, you do not need a kois to say a Shechiyano on. So Chura, maybe the pshat from this pasuk is you have to say a Shechiyano any one of the 7 days if you didn't say it the first day. You need a kois. It's a riot to Rav Nachman that you don't need a kois. And this the Gemara answers back, no. Holy kasha, the yikli le kois. Tell you no, the means Rav Rashi says there's no riot to Rav Nachman. Really, we're talking about a Shechiyano, and I tell you, a Shechiyano needs a kois. I, the kashri, some people don't have kais, don't have wine, the second, third, or fourth day. We're talking about when they do have wine. So the pasuk is just telling you that there's a chayiv to say Shechiyonu once in Yomtiv. If you didn't say it at the beginning, any time throughout Yomtiv, you can still say it. So the vow, there's no raya, maybe this pasuk is talking about a kais, is talking about Shechiyonu. So the mara, hotena chatzeres Rosh Hashanah. This is good on Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, it's good, you could drink the kais, so you can make a Shechiyonu on a kais. Of Yom Kippurim, hechi yovid. But on Yom Kippur, you told me there's a chiyuv to say, zman, you have to say Shechiyonu. And we're going now, not like Rav Nachman, that the Shechiyonu b'davka has to be on a kais. How could you make a Shechiyonu on a kais on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, im avorach alei v'shosi lei. Yom Kippur, hechi yovid. Im avorach alei v'shosi lei. You're going to tell me what, he makes a bracha, and after he makes the bracha, then he'll drink it. Is the kasha kiv with the yom hazman? As soon as he said the Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur is kiblu alei, he was makabel upon himself Yom Kippur. That's the kabbal of Yom Kippur. To say the Shechiyonu of his oviyos alei, and he's also to drink the wine then. So once he says the Shechiyonu, he can't drink the wine. Sadrashi teina chateres Rosh Hashanah ikalam meima dizman akais kam alei. El Yom Kippurim, Ibizman Mukmas Leif the Potakason about saying a Shechiyonu, a Korkach Siyat Rav Nachman. The Kura, then you have to have a riot to Rav Nachman, he. The Alakois Hechi Levin. That what the riot is like Rav Nachman, that the Kois, that a Shechiyonu does not have to be in a Kois. You can say a Shechiyonu even in the middle of the street. So Mela on Yom Kippur, where you can't drink, and a Konami, say a Shechiyonu without a Kois. Strashi Wardi, Mavorach Lake, because Elamai can tell me no, you do need a Kois. And the person makes the bracha, v'shosla, and he drinks it. L'chura, once he made the Shechiyonu, he's also, he's the Mekabel Yom Tif, he's Mekabel Yom Kippur. It's also for him to drink. Yizemar Raifis, the Yomale Rav Yirmiya Barabba, L'Rav. Rav Yirmiya Yisrabarabba to Rav, mi bodlis. Did you like accept upon yourself like a taste for Shabbos, like not to do malacha anymore? The Yomalei in Badilna. Yes, I was makabel upon myself. So bringing a raya that once you makabel upon yourself Shabbos, or was negay to us as Yom Kippur, once you make a kabbalah of Yom Kippur, it's chal yisur Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to drink the wine. So here, if you tell me you have to have the Shechiyonu on a kois, so once you make the Shechiyonu, that's the kabbalah of Yom Kippur, you can't drink it anymore. So Drashi, this is just a raya. Drashi, me bodless. Pam machas, it once happened, niskashru shemayim bovim. It got very cloudy outside. V'espalo rav shoshasav v'joim. And rav davin marav, then he thought it was night, he thought it was Shabbos ready, and really it was still Friday. V'yomalei rav yirmila rav, mi bodles min amlocha, mi minj misha kibalto lecha Shabbos. Since you're a makabel Shabbos, you have to stop doing malocha. V'yomalei in badilna, yes. Since I was makabel Shabbos, and providing was after the plag hamincha, you're allowed to be makabel Shabbos. So once you're makabel Shabbos, even though it's a boy join, you can't do malacha. It's the same thing here on Yom Kippur. Once you say a Shechiyonu, even though it's still join, but about that after plag hamincha, it blives a kabbalah for Yom Kippur. So bizarre, you can't make the Shechiyonu on the kais on Yom Kippur. So Chura of Manashrecha should be a riot to Rav Nachman then, that the Shechiyonu does not need a kais. So the Gemara maybe no. Atayil avorach alei v'lanche. Make a bracha, make a Shechiyonu on the kais, and leave the kais there. You won't make a bar of piyagofen, you won't drink it in a chanami. You'll just put it down. For the Gemara name, that you can't, and the Gemara that you can't do. Hamevorech tzar shiitim is the halacha, the one that makes the bracha has to drink from the kais. It's like a bizoyin if you make a bracha on a kais and don't drink from the kais. Yeah. So, this is the kasha, what you can't stand say, make a shech yonu and put the kais down, because the klal ha-mavorach tzorach shayitim, that the one that makes the bracha, he has to drink from it. Shrat yomara nachanetza though, leis fel yonuka, why don't we give it though to a tinnik? Let a young child drink the wine. Now, you'll taka make the bracha, and you let the tinnik drink it. So, at yomara, name lech, lechilchasok rabacha, we don't pass like rabacha. Why? Val dilma osil lemisrach, we are afraid. We can't let a tinnik drink the wine, because if he drinks the wine this year, maybe next year, even when he becomes a gadol, he'll also drink the wine. So we're afraid the master mitzvah will come and do after this again next year, so we don't let him do it. So the kid said, there's no way to let the tinnik drink the wine. See Rashi? Leis v'l yinuka, lishtoi soy, liyachas yivorech olav. Let him avorech, the one that made a shech yonu, let him also make a avorech priyagofen. But instead of him drinking it, he'll give it to a tinnik to drink it. The Aisha Yitim the Koma, that that we say, the ones that make the bracha has to be toy and has to taste it, lav das the Koma, Hamavorach. It doesn't mean the one that makes the bracha, he has to taste the wine. Du adin kishasi achrini. It's enough even if somebody else drinks the wine. So Rashi says, why? The time of Mishum the Gnayu Lakesha Bracha, Shloyehenu Adamimenu, Lialter. It's a Gnay, if you have a Kesha Bracha, that means you set a bracha over this Kais, like here you made a Shech Yonu on this Kais. And if nobody drinks from this kais the wine, it's a bizoyin to the kais. If you don't drink right away, shetei bircha sayayin the bar priagofen shalal tzarech, that you made a bracha shalal tzarech melo michitoyim layachrin eshapadami. So melo, if anybody drinks from it, not the one that made the bracha, even if only a tinnik drinks from it, it's also good. Ognatayin namen begemar the perak rei bezek it says in Rosh Hashanah lo yifra sadam prusa liyorchim helim kei moichli moyim shrehein yecholim laasayis. It's what that for your own children, you allow to make the bracha for them, so you make the bracha, and they go ahead and eat it. So this is the kash lechura, we have an eitzah, how you can make the bracha on a kais, and make a bar priyagofen, and you let the tinnik drink it. So in this sense, for the Gemara, then that's not a good eitzah. So drash revachar bayak, drash lo yisparish. He doesn't know where he said his halacha, but our kopanim is saying we don't hold like him. Why? The osla misruch ha tinnik liyachar minig zer. If we're going to let such a minig be that we give the kais for a tinnik to drink it, we're lishtes beyond the kippurim achashi yigdol. We're afraid that who would think the tinnik will do it next year also after he becomes bigger. So mel there's no eitzah to let the tinnik drink the wine on yom kippur because we're afraid to go ahead and do it later. So Chura, this Slavara would have a kasha then. How could you make the Shech Yonu on Yom Kippur if you need a kais? You can't drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So how could you make the bracha? So the Chura Elamai, the Elamai Chura has to be right. It's Rav Nachman. That what? That you don't need a kais. You can make your Shech Yonu not on a kais. The Chura, this should be right. It's Rav Nachman. Like on the tzad, we dash in this posik, goes on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur does need a Shech Yonu, it's a riot to Rav Nachman, that a Shech Yonu does not padavka need a kais. Avadim etchili yisayda on a kais, yisayda by Kiddush. Mashenka on Yom Kippur, we have no kais, you're not allowed to drink it. So in Echnaim, the din will be, you can make a Shech Yonu without a kais. Now the Mitzvah speaks out here. Oh, the Mitzvah speaks out about it. Yeah, that we say we don't let the tinnik drink the wine on Yom Kippur, because we're afraid maybe next year when it comes to Godol, he'll also drink the wine. The Chorot Akasha, how does the tinnik ever eat on Yom Kippur? How do we let a tinnik eat on Yom Kippur? Why aren't we afraid next year he'll eat also? Elamai, if I say the tinnik, we're not afraid. So, I'm not sure if this stays the same.
The one who makes the bracha will remind him. What do we worry about the tinnik? There's a Godol there that's laying the bracha on.
All right, so Tzai is also like that. Tzai says, Amar Ben Shmuel, Dafka Gab is man shu kvua, chashin du mos le misruch, av le miro bris mila betisha bov, av yom kippurim loy heve ye lakroi biyamo, loy chashin du mos le misruch. That is time, if a bris came out, then you could give it to a tinnik. Only this that happens every single year, it's a double kvua, that happens every single year, then we're afraid maybe we'll do it next year. But the divorce says a little bit different. The divorce says, the pshat is that, with the Rabbanan didn't want to make a beferishnik a takonah. that you have to give it to a tinnik, because then we're afraid that since the tinnik saw the chomer made a takana, I should take it, he'll go ahead and eat it next year also, drink it next year. It's like the chomer did something special for me. Is that stam a tinnik eats by himself, he does by himself, that we're not afraid to do it again next year, because that a tinnik knows, this year I was a tinnik, next year I'm a gadol, I'm not allowed to eat. But here the rabbonim should make a beferish a takana to give something to a tinnik, that the rabbonim wouldn't do. It's the smart rabbonim wouldn't make a takana, because now maybe something will come out of it next year, the kid will still eat it next year, so smart rabbonim don't make such takonas. So I call upon him, there's no such takana to let the kid drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So here on the side, you do have to make a Shech Yonu. It's a chloride to Rav Nachman. And the way we do the Maisa, that we do make a Shech Yonu, but we don't use a kais. So the Gemara might have a law. What's the maskona? What should we do? What's the law? Do we have to share a Shech Yonu or don't we? So Rashi says, Sorach loy mezman, Groshana Yom Kippur my loy. What's the law? Hey, do you or don't you? And before we had a Rai from Tein Chelek Leshiv, it's a machlokes. One man the Yom Adashin's attack on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as even that wasn't claw, it's going on Zman. The Gemara was matcha, maybe it's only going on a brocha. It's only going, you have to say a brocha in tefillah. So the kids, we didn't have any claw riot that you have to say a Zman on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's no 100% riot. So for the Gemara, my have a law, what's the maskana, what do we have to do? Do we have a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu or not? So the Gemara showed Ru Rabbonin, the Rav Yemar, Saba, Kaimad, Rav Chizda. So the Rabbonin didn't know the locha, so he sent Rav Yemar to go visit by Rav Chizda and see how Rav Chizda does on Rosh Hashanah. But Maila Yemar the Rosh Hashanah, they send Rav Yemar to see Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Today he'll be by Rav Chizda on Rosh Hashanah and he'll see if he makes a bracha or not. Is Omalei Zil Chazi Hechi Yavid Uvda and To Aimalon. Go see how Rav Chizda makes the Shech Yonu and come back and tell us if he does or he doesn't, on the case not. Come back and tell us. Is Chazayu, when Rav Chizda saw that Rav Yemi came there, Omalei, he said to him, "He's the loyal retivo Rav Sulei Beduchte. If somebody picks up like a wet piece of wood, it's a raya, he needs the place where it is. In other words, what are you doing with a wet thing? You can't use a wet thing. Tell him, you need the place where it is. In other words, nobody does anything in vain. So Mestamer, Chizda is saying, since you came here, you came for a purpose. Like you understood already why Rav Yehme came. Rav Yehme came to see what the locher is. Rav Chizda understood that. Is the Maisu was, I see like Kisa the Chamra. So they brought in front of him the Kais, the Becher, they make Kiddush on. Kiddush, he made Kiddush. V'yom Azman, and he said right away, Shech Yonu. V'hilchason, the locher is, Oy Mezman, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. You have a chiyuv to say your Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The loch is like Rav Nachman, that if you don't have a kais, or in Yom Kippur where you can't make a Shech Yonu on a kais, that then is you are allowed to make a Shech Yonu, even b'shuk. Even though it's not our kais, still you can make the Shech Yonu. So Rashi, Kadchazet Rashi, Rav Chizda, Rav Yeba, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yeba, Rav Yemar, or Rav Yeba, the Rashi of the Gersom, Omalei, Deloye L'Retiva, Rav Solei B'duchta, Hamagviya Eitzlach, if somebody picks up a wet piece of wood, Shaina Roy Lehesek, it's not Roy right now to use it for burning with, is Bidua Shasorchlim Koimai. We know that the person picked it up because he wants to sit down or use that place. Hoyo Vielo Vainitzorach. He does need the wood itself. Shachinam Loyig Viyu. That nobody picks up something for nothing. So what the gate to us is Koimar. Achinam Loybos Lakan. That the Chizda understood you didn't stam come for nothing. Mistama, you came to find out Halacha. And he understood the loch is, he wanted to know, do you say a Shech Yonu or not? So that was the Maisa of Chizda right away, did say a Shech Yonu, and that's the loch. There's a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And if you don't have a kais, then you say it, I feel a b'shuk. More baita. B'yom ha-rabba, ki yavin in bei Rav Huna, when we bar Rav Huna, I boilon we yes to shayla, I boilon,
bar bei Rav.
Amid ha-chomim is, bei bar Rav, di yaspi betanisa b'mali shabosa. He's brought down the locha that Chassidim fast every Friday. The covered Shabbos to do tshuva on Friday, because they're going to Shabbos, there's a meaning to fast on Friday to do tshuva. So Ba'a Be'rab, the Choshev people, the Yasvi B'tanisa B'mali Shabbatah, that they fast every Friday, is Ma'a Lashlumei. So they have to finish their tainus, Mamash and Tul Tzetzik Chovim, they can't eat until Tzetzik Chovim, or else no, they can eat.
Or else they could eat earlier, even before the end of the tainus.
It's still Yom, but once you're Makabel Shabbos, your tainus ends and you're allowed to go home and make Kiddush and eat right away. That's the Shaila. Or else, no, since you're Makabel Tainus Friday, the tainus goes until Tzetzik Chovim.
is Lehev the Biyod, he didn't have an answer. Osla came with Rabbi Yehuda, Lehev the Biyod, he also didn't have an answer. They came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, he also didn't have an answer. Omar Rob, Rabbi said, Nachzayu Anan, let's see ourselves, what should be the Alocha? The Tanya we learned, Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so Melech Tanitcha, we first pavod on Sunday, the Chain Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Or else if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday.